In 2008, we were selected by the National Trust on Historic Preservation as one of the 11 most endangered locations in the United States of America because of proposed Peace Bridge expansion. 3.4 million trucks would be driven further into a community that has the densest population in the city of Buffalo, and that is one of the poorest districts. It is just spaghetti strands of on-ramps and off-ramps. This project is going to take over 305 mature trees. Some of them we've measured, they're over 14 feet in diameter. It would take three people to get your arms around. If you walk these streets, you'll see black plastic ties around a lot of trees. That's how we first brought attention to this. They not only are a symbol of the history of this community, but they are nature's filters.
How's the air coming?
In March, after a long season of closed windows, when I opened my windows and wiped my screens, what you see on the cloth when it dried was the actual oil rings. And the smell is clearly diesel fuel.
Just breathe again, nice and fast. If it hurts you, breathe faster.
Now, these are not scientific, but this is what the residents have had to resort to. It is your very basic way of trying to show people this is what is wrong with us here. This is making us sick. And I went back and wiped those screens to bring to the presentation. Clearly, the trees are in bloom. It is dirty, but the odor is much less. And that is because the trees are doing what they do.
We cannot live without air. Air. Good old air.
So when those southwesterly winds blow, much of it sticks on the trees. Of course, the fine particulates don't. They still come into our homes and into our lungs. The particulates from diesel fume are so tiny that they penetrate drywall. So to remove all of the mature trees is really a death sentence to any person or any animal.
Just breathe, dear. Just breathe again. Nice and fast. If it hurts, you breathe faster. You're going to keep breathing.